Today's podcast is brought to you by SteinerSports.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off all purchased memorabilia. Once again, use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off all sports memorabilia from SteinerSports.com. Welcome to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. I know it's been a while since I was back on the mic. I know you've been going through some things. Shout out Big Sean. But I'm back, you know, I was sick, you know, but I'm back. You know, the voice wasn't 100%. If I can get my 100%, you know, I can't give it at all. But I'm here, I'm glad to be back. And we got everything from J. Cole's album releasing, the Childish Gambino's mixed review album, to Post Malone dropping his project. But you know what? We're going to save that stuff for a different time here, because NBA is starting to pick up some motion. It's starting to pick up some heat. And who else to talk about than Heat besides Miami Heat is the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta talk about the Warriors. When Klay drops 62 in the game, I gotta talk about the Warriors. When Golden State annihilates the Clippers like that, I gotta talk about them. When Golden State barely beats the Utah Jazz with half of their roster missing, guess what? I gotta talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. This is not my favorite team ever constructed. I know some people may say otherwise. This is not my favorite team constructed ever. I don't like talking about them, but you know what? We have to. Why? Because it's NBA. This has been the biggest team up since the Heatles, honestly. When a team breaks MJ's record from the previous year, and now you're on pace to do it again, we got to talk about you. So let's talk about it. Klay Thompson, 62 points. There was questions surrounding the whole situation. Well, how come Klay didn't play the fourth? Klay should have went and tried to break Kobe's 81. As a Kobe Bryant fan, I'm glad that did not happen. Thank you, Steve Kerr. But I think Steve learned something from last year. Remember there was a debate, okay, they got the number one seed clinched. Do they go for the record now? They went for the record. They got the record. Some may say the stamina of going for the record hurt them in the long run. I don't know. We'll never know. But I think from there, Steve Kerr said to himself and his team, okay, no more record pushing. I don't care how great of a game you're having. I don't care how much of a flow we're in. Long term only. Klay, good job dropping 62. Thank you for your service. On to the next one. We did the whole record thing. I'm not dealing with that again. And as a coach, I can't blame him for that. Strictly business. Can't blame him for that. Now, shout out to Klay. Klay is known for getting hot. So this shouldn't be a surprise for a man that dropped 37 points in a quarter before. He has that capability. Let's move on to game two. Golden State Warriors versus Los Angeles Clippers. There's no secret here. They hate each other. They're not the best of friends. They don't like each other. But the Clippers didn't even put up a fight. It was over by halftime, essentially. And we've been shammed. There was a time when the Clippers was the number one team in the power rankings. I don't care about power rankings. Say what you want. I don't care about power rankings. I care about the playoffs. The Clippers can be number one in the regular season for all I care. What's going to happen in the playoffs? And their weaknesses shown. Same old Clippers. This is the same inconsistent Clippers. And I was listening to Nick Wright. He was filling up for Colin Cowherd. He was like, how do the Clippers expect us to take them seriously if you show up like this in a big time game on primetime? How do you expect us to take you serious, Clippers? Because right now, you're looking like a team that's going to win the first round and bye-bye second round. If you can get past the first round, God forbid that Blake Griffin, DeAndre, or Chris gets hurt. So, Clippers, it was fun. It was fun in La La Land, being number one in power rankings. Wow, huge accomplishment. Keep working. I like the moves you made. You weren't good enough to beat Golden State. Golden State is on a tear, man. And, okay, they lost their first game against the Spurs. Whatever. They have been picking up steam ever since. Because they are gelling, and they're gelling quickly. Kind of when Boston got together. Boston, when Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG, when they all teamed up, they got in rhythm pretty quickly. They were a 65-win team. They're a 60-plus win team. When those super teams come together, they're all great, intelligent players. They're going to get it quickly. And that's what you see with Golden State right now. And Draymond Green is just Draymond, man. You know, he was in an article saying, yo, I never thought I'd be in this position before, but I'm trying to go for the Hall of Fame. And you know what? Big Sean, Hall of Fame it, man. Hall of Fame it, because Draymond is doing what he needs to do. Simple and plain. The whole Golden State team is doing what they need to do. And this is what me as a fan feared happening. And it's happening. Like I said, it's intrigue. It's intriguing. It's what the fans want to hear. I mean, not a lot of fans. It's polarizing. It's either you hate the Warriors or you love the Warriors. I hate the Warriors, but we got to talk about it. Shout out to Russell Westbrook in his 7th straight triple-double against the Houston Rockets. And the Houston Rockets, wow, man. Good for them. Trying to get a podcast with my boys from Australia. My boy James and Tim. I know James is a huge Rocket fan, so I'd love to get his perspective of the Rockets season going so far. We do have Golden State versus the Cleveland Cavaliers coming up Christmas Day, I believe. As much as a buzzkill as I may sound, don't get your hopes up for that. It'd be fun to watch. It's still a regular season game. You know, it'd be fun to watch to see where... It'd be good to see where the teams match up. But, you know, it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z, you know, if anybody ever watched that show. Or like any anime or any fight, you kind of size each other up. You don't pull out all your weapons on the first match. You know, you don't pull out all the tricks over your sleeve. So, with that being said, watch out how the Cleveland and Golden State match up. Like I said, you won't see their full arsenal. You just won't. It'd be great to watch for Christmas Day, something for the family to watch. But at the end of the day, it's just to see where the teams match up for right now and where the team can improve on. Because I'm saying it right now, folks, this is going to be the third straight year we're seeing the Golden State versus Cleveland Cavaliers finals. Third straight year. San Antonio's not competing with that. Sorry. They're not. I love Brody. I love Westbrook. They're not competing with that. They can barely stay afloat in the West right now. So we're going to get Golden State Cleveland. It's going to be a great matchup as usual. But for right now, just enjoy the game on Christmas Day. And don't take any stock in these regular season games, because Cleveland got annihilated by Golden State in that regular season game, the second time they played. And then we all know what happened with the 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. So, just going to leave that there. With that being said, Golden State might break their own record. Wouldn't be surprised. Kevin Durant's gelling nicely. The bench is looking fine. And they are who thought they were. Rest in peace, Dennis Green. Shout out to the Waiver Wire. You guys need that fantasy basketball, daily fantasy. Check them out, man. They're on iTunes and everything. Check us out. Check the whole Almighty Baller Podcast Network out. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com. Also on iTunes, The Fast Break with Blake Rogers. You know what it is, folks. Check us out. And on the Almighty Baller Network as well. That's blogtalkradio.com with Almighty Baller, almightyballer.com, and Almighty Baller on iTunes. Almighty Baller, yes, I'm installing it in your head. Also, check us out on steinersports.com, biggest and best sports memorabilia website on the web. Facts don't lie. Numbers don't lie. As always, Thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. I'm going to touch on that J. Cole. Don't worry. I'm going to touch on that Beano. Guess what? Don't worry. But in the meantime, I need you guys to stay lit.